The Child Protective Services program in Bexar County, which includes San Antonio, is one of the most overburdened in Texas. Since March of 2002, 9 children under the agency's watch have died from apparent child abuse. One of those children, Daisy Perales, was buried on Tuesday. She died one day after her 5th birthday, a victim of a brutal beating in a home that was allegedly being monitored by county social workers. Daisy's case prompted the state to send a strike team of social workers to Bexar County. Their job, to clear a backlog of 2,400 cases in 10 days. To find out how much progress they've made, we turn to Tracy Idell Hamilton. She's been covering the story for the San Antonio Express News. Tracy, this is really an extraordinary step for the state to send in a strike team like this. What was going on in Bexar County that led up to this?
In June, we had a child named Diamond Alexander Washington, whose mother had been in a plan with Child Protective Services, working with her for a year and a half. Diamond was placed back in the home. 2 weeks later, she was dead. She had been beaten to death for wetting her pants. When that happened, the judge who sent her back into the home asked for some time off. He was devastated, and he asked for a full investigation into what happened into this case. I think the state knew that there was a local investigation going on, but they didn't really step in until Daisy Perales' death.
So who's on the strike team, and how are they going about clearing this backlog?
The strike team is made up of veteran caseworkers and investigators from around the state, from other CPS offices, and their job is to take the oldest cases, those that have been open for 61 days or more, and try to close them. They're doing that. A lot of them just need clerical work, some final documentation, but others will need continued monitoring, and those are going to go back to our local caseworkers.
Continued monitoring, you know, that's an interesting, when you talk about closing a case, it's almost a term of art in social services. What does that actually mean, to go in and close a case?
What that means is the state no longer monitors the family. It means that they have either found that there was no abuse or neglect, or if there was abuse and neglect, that the family has followed what's known as a safety plan, which is individual for each family, and requires them to do parenting classes, counseling, substance abuse, and the CPS must monitor those families to make sure that they're doing that. And so that's what an open case is. When that's completed, a case can be closed.
2,400 cases sounds like a big number. How did the backlog get to be so large? And is that unusual in an office that's this large?
Unfortunately, I don't think it's unusual. Bexar County does have the largest backlog of cases, and I've been told that there are caseworkers with more than 100 cases. But I believe that there are staggering caseloads around the state.
How is the story played in San Antonio?
It's a big story. People here are appalled at the number of deaths that we've had. We've had 9 children die in the last 2.5 years, and they just want to see it end. They want help.
Tracy Idell Hamilton writes for the San Antonio Express News. Tracy, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.